Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dark Age America: Climate Change, Cultural Collapse, and The Hard Future Ahead by John Michael Greer is a work of non-fiction futurism, environmental criticism, and civilizational analysis. Published in 2016, it extends themes Greer developed in earlier writing on peak oil, energy descent, and the limits of industrial society. The book argues that the United States and the broader industrial world are not approaching a single cinematic apocalypse, but a long period of contraction resembling historical dark ages after the decline of complex societies. Greer links climate change, resource depletion, economic fragility, political dysfunction, and cultural amnesia into one cumulative process. His purpose is not to offer a reform platform or a technological rescue plan, but to challenge assumptions that modern progress can continue indefinitely. The result is a sober argument about decline as a historical pattern, with attention to how individuals and communities might adapt to reduced energy, reduced complexity, and a harsher ecological setting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, civilizational decline is treated as a long historical descent rather than a sudden apocalypse. A central feature of Dark Age America is its rejection of both optimistic progress narratives and abrupt end of the world scenarios. Greer argues that complex societies usually decline through uneven, multi-generational processes in which institutions weaken, infrastructure decays, and cultural memory erodes. This model draws on historical analogies with earlier imperial systems rather than on predictions of instant collapse. The emphasis is important because it changes what preparation means. If decline is gradual, the challenge is not merely surviving a disaster, but adjusting expectations, habits, skills, and institutions over decades. Greer presents industrial civilization as unusually energy-intensive, but not exempt from the same pressures that have affected past civilizations' resource exhaustion, elite overreach, fiscal stress, and loss of legitimacy. His Dark Age concept, therefore, refers less to total disappearance than to a period in which social complexity can no longer be maintained at previous levels. The argument is deliberately anti-theatrical. It suggests that decline may coexist with ordinary routines for a long time, making denial easier and adaptation slower. This historical framing gives the book much of its distinctive character. Secondly, climate change appears as the ecological aftermath of industrial expansion. Greer treats climate change not as an isolated policy problem, but as one major consequence of the industrial age and its dependence on fossil fuels. The book places global warming within a wider ecological aftermath that includes degraded soils, stressed water systems, damaged ecosystems, and the depletion of concentrated energy sources. This broader framing matters because it resists the idea that a single technical intervention can preserve modern industrial normality. In Greer's view, climate disruption will interact with economic and political weakness, making adaptation harder precisely when strong coordination would be most needed. He does not present climate change only as future temperature rise. He treats it as a force that alters agriculture, settlement patterns, infrastructure demands, migration pressures, and public finance. The result is an analysis of ecological stress as a multiplier of civilizational strain. The book also challenges narratives in which renewable energy or improved efficiency simply replace the fossil fuel platform without major social contraction. Greer argues that industrial society has built its scale, expectations, and institutions around unusually abundant energy. Climate change is therefore both environmental damage and evidence of a civilization that has exceeded durable limits. Thirdly, economic contraction challenges the faith in perpetual growth. The economic argument in Dark Age America centers on the incompatibility between finite ecological realities and institutions built around endless expansion. Greer criticizes the assumption that growth is a permanent feature of modern economies, arguing instead that industrial prosperity depends on historically temporary conditions, cheap fossil energy, abundant material inputs, expanding credit, and externalized environmental costs. When those conditions weaken, familiar economic tools can delay consequences but not abolish them. This is why the book gives contraction a structural role rather than treating recessions as temporary malfunctions. Greer connects economic decline to the rising cost of maintaining complexity. Roads, grids, bureaucracies, financial systems, universities, and military commitments all require surplus energy and wealth. When surplus shrinks, societies face hard choices about what can still be supported. The analysis is also cultural, because growth has become a source of legitimacy for political leaders and a source of identity for consumers. A society that cannot imagine prosperity without expansion will often misread contraction as a temporary failure rather than a new condition. Greer therefore uses economics to expose the fragility of expectations, not merely the weakness of markets. Fourthly, political unraveling and demographic stress reinforce each other. Greer links political instability to demographic and material pressures, rather than treating it only as ideological conflict. As ecological conditions worsen and economic surplus declines, populations face more insecurity, uneven regional impacts, and increased competition for resources. These pressures can weaken public trust, intensify class divisions, and reduce the ability of governments to maintain services or respond coherently to crises. The book presents political unraveling as a symptom of declining legitimacy. When ruling institutions promise continued growth, technological mastery, and national exceptionalism, repeated failure to deliver those promises can produce cynicism and anger. Greer also pays attention to demographic consequences, including population movement, changing settlement viability, and the difficulty of supporting large populations under reduced energy conditions. The key reasoning is that political systems depend on material foundations. If those foundations erode, even well-designed institutions may become brittle. Conversely, bad governance can worsen ecological and economic stress by delaying adaptation. This feedback loop gives the book a systemic quality. It does not reduce collapse to climate, finance, or politics alone, but shows how each sphere can accelerate weakness in the others. Lastly, the decline of science, technology, and culture is framed as loss of social capacity. One of the more distinctive parts of Dark Age America is its attention to knowledge decline. Greer argues that science and technology do not persist automatically because they are useful or true. They require institutions, funding, education systems, specialized supply chains, stable records, and cultural respect for disciplined inquiry. If a society loses the surplus needed to support those systems, advanced knowledge can become fragmented or inaccessible. The point is not that people suddenly forget everything, but that complex technical practices become harder to reproduce. Greer extends this concern to culture more broadly. A dark age, in his usage, involves the breakdown of shared meanings, historical memory, literacy standards, and confidence in inherited institutions. This makes adaptation harder because societies need reliable knowledge to choose what to preserve. His critique of technological salvation follows from this logic. Technologies are embedded in social and material systems. They are not independent rescue agents. A solar panel, laboratory, or digital network depends on mining, manufacturing, maintenance, training, and governance. By framing decline as loss of capacity, Greer asks readers to think about preservation, appropriate technology, and practical skills rather than abstract faith in innovation. In conclusion, Dark Age America is best suited for readers interested in collapse studies, climate adaptation, peak oil, political decay, and critiques of technological progress. It will be especially useful to those who want a historically informed alternative to both reassurance and sensational doom. The practical benefit of the book lies less in step-by-step instruction than in reframing expectations. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of resilience, local competence, reduced dependence on fragile systems, and the preservation of useful knowledge. Intellectually, the book offers a synthesis across ecology, economics, politics, demography, and culture, making decline appear as an interconnected process rather than a single crisis. What makes it stand out from many books in the same category is its gradualist perspective. Greer does not write as a policy technocrat promising managed transition, nor as an apocalyptic writer predicting immediate destruction. He presents decline as historically ordinary, morally uncomfortable, and unevenly distributed. This can make the book bracing, and some readers may find its outlook too pessimistic or insufficiently focused on collective solutions. Even so, its value is in forcing serious attention to limits, institutional fragility, and the long-term consequences of industrial dependence. If you would like to support John Michael Greer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.